Someone has to count.
Is that
so I can count up to 15?
Is that 15 subdivided?
Yeah, we can count up to 15, but can't count 15 and play at the same time.
You can count up to 5 3 times.
So what happens then?
So kind of going on the same idea that we just played, kind of playing bits of it. So, I don't know, a small rhythm that fits somewhere within that 15 beats, and then repeating it. So we could all kind of find, so it builds up, and someone's playing on beats, I don't know, 1, 2, 5 and 9. Someone else might start on beat 3.
Mm-hmm.
So we might be able to like fit all the slots and be playing on every beat, but all bit being shared between us. Is 15 too long a number though for us to remember?
Maybe let's start at 7 or something.
Yeah, alright.
Well, someone back at the door. Maybe we could just record a quick loop of someone counting to 15 and then I can play it back and we can play it.
12 and 3. Something like that. Something like it.
How many bits are we doing?
We start with 7.
Seven?
Seven.
That's me, I'm
seven. Seven.
Start. Which is where we stretch.
We should give up on it. So I think we should be able to play.
For some reason,
I reckon it's we're setting too much of a challenge for ourselves. We're trying to do something complicated and do a complicated rhythm pattern. So I think
so
we've got to
try
play
something
simple.
That was something simple.
But if you only played for 3 beats out of the 7, it'd probably be much easier to count.
If I play the first 4 beats and somebody does something on the last 3.
Yeah, you can play the first 4.
Okay.
Three.
If somebody just. I'll just start playing 7 and then. If somebody plays the last 3 and then I'll drop out on the last 3. Does that make sense?
Try this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Thank you.